You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Welcome to Breathe and Bounce. This week, I'm Michael. Thank you so much for stopping by. You know, we all in our lives have that moment where we kind of struggle with things. We struggle with, life. I guess life is the way I'll put it. I mean, when we're born, we kind of have a sense of nothing. You know, we're a baby. And what ends up happening is we go through life and we start to grow. And then we start to meet other little kids our age as we go into preschool, kindergarten, elementary school, and we start to grow. And then we start to learn the ways of the world. And when I speak about the ways of the world, it's not the most pleasant, the pleasant thing. So we'll just take this back and we'll start this in middle school, right? I think middle school is where the harsh reality of what life is going to look like sets in. So you're in middle school and you are given homework. You now have this beautiful thing called responsibility. So now you're responsible to get your work done. And then another beautiful thing comes your way. What is it? It's called status. It's status with your fellow students. Maybe you're a nerd. Maybe you're a stoner. Maybe you're a jock. Maybe you're stuck up. Maybe you're something. But then the whole concept of labeling becomes a reality in middle school. So at this point, your innocence, being that kid that just plays in the playground with your friends, is starting to dwindle away. And maybe you might find a couple people that you can hang on to, right? You might be able to call them friends and keep them, you know, in your life in some way. But now you start to learn disappointment. You start to want, you know, you start getting outcast by people. You start having crushes on people, and those crushes blow up in your face because you get rejected. And then you get to high school. And in high school, the doors open up even more to the world, right? It's like, now I have to start thinking about what I'm going to do after school. I have to find something I like. And I have this talent, but people are telling me that this talent is not feasible to do because it's a very competitive industry and you got to work on your backup plan. And then once again, you still got all those pressures of who you are and what you got to be, and you're not allowed to be who you are because if you are who you are, some students might think badly of you. For instance, if you see someone bullying a kid, you either look the other way or you join in. And maybe once in a while you might stop it. But then because you stopped it, then you get labeled. So you're going through all these turmoils in life. And once again, you kind of try to remember who you were when you were on that playground with your two or three friends that lived in the neighborhood with you. And it's getting further and further away. And then boom, you graduate high school. Or maybe you don't graduate because it was so hard for you. You had to find something else. You had to find another way, right? So now it's post-school. Maybe you're in college. And then you're in college and then there's the pressures of studying. And because of all those pressures, you need those releases. You need those releases of like partying and all that stuff. Or maybe you never made it to college and you're working. And you're working 40 to 50 hours a day, maybe more. You're starting to leave the nest of your parents and becoming independent. And then after that all happens, maybe you meet someone and then you get married. And then your interests become another person's interests. And then you have kids. And then you know what you do? You bring beings into this world to go through the same thing that you just went through. I know that was a pretty dark picture, wasn't it, guys? But that's what it is. That's what happens. Unless you can find a way to stop the bleeding. Unless you can find a way to stop the cycle. And sometimes that might mean you're by yourself on this endeavor. And maybe you'll be lonely. Just a little bit.
To all my players out there, man, you know, that got that one good girl, dog, that's always been there, man, like, took all the bull, but then one day she can't take it no more and decide to leave. Yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night and I noticed my girl wasn't by my side. Could have sworn I was dreaming, for her I was fiending, so I had to take a little ride. Backtracking on these few years, trying to figure out what I do to make it go bad. Cause ever since my girl left me, my whole life came crashing and I'm so, so lonely. Mr. Lonely, I have nobody but my own girl. So lonely, Mr. Lonely. Let you walk right out of my life. After all I put you through, you still stuck around and stayed by my side. What really hurt me is I broke your heart, baby. You were a good girl and I had no right. I really wanna make things right, cause without you in my life, girl, I'm so, so lonely. Mr. Lonely, I have nobody. Could take the things that you've been through. Never thought the day would come where you would get up and run and I would be out chasing you. Cause ain't nowhere in the globe I'd rather be. Ain't no one in the globe I'd rather see than the girl of my dreams that made me be so happy but now so lonely. So lonely. Mr. Lonely. I have no.
Yeah, Mr. Lonely. We kind of feel a little lonely when we give up so much of ourselves to fit in with so many, and then we kind of lose ourselves in the process, right? I'll give you a true story here. It's about me. So growing up, I didn't have the... I guess I had a good life, but there were a lot of roadblocks. I had parents that pretty much gave me everything that I needed to survive, except stability and kindness and, I lived with a dad who was, he was rough. I'll leave it at that. And that roughness kind of shaped me. And when I was in school, I got bullied a lot. I had a speech impediment. I couldn't pronounce my R's right, my TH's right, and my L's right, so people made fun of the way I spoke. And it was really horrible that I went to school all the time. People would compare me with Elmer Fudd, and they would sing the Elmer Fudd songs, the whole Kill the Wabbit thing. And it was hurtful. I mean, I got to a point where I didn't even want to go to school anymore. And I carried all that stuff with me. What I really wanted to do is I wanted to go on the radio. I wanted to talk. And obviously people saying this stuff to you kind of pulls you away, but I didn't care. Because the one thing I will tell you about myself is I don't care. When it comes to putting myself out there and taking chances, I don't care. And the problem is once again, when I talked about the parents, they didn't really support me in it. You know, they bought me a little radio set and I would practice and I would make songs. I'd make tapes of me being on the radio and stuff. And eventually I lost my way. And I lost my way because I just felt like I was fighting every day in school with kids. And eventually I got involved in a lot of stuff and it really took me off task. But I still kept writing. I wrote a play. I eventually got tossed out of my school and I went to a behavior disorder school. But I wrote a play while I was there. And I seemed lost. And then I met my wife and then things went really bad with her because of the way I treated her. And at this point, I had no idea who I was anymore. And I thought I found myself, but I reignited my passion of what I wanted to do in life. You know, I reignited my love for doing the radio. And I found that through listening to, of all people, Man Cow. And I just love the fact Man Cow said shocking stuff and got people going. And that's what I decided that's who I was and that's what I wanted to do because I always had this knack of saying things and making people gasp. And I really thought that's who I was. I thought that was my identity. You know, kind of like the Howard Stern. I did a public access show. I got myself in a lot of trouble. But I don't think that was who I was. I was playing a character called the Stone Ranger, and still to this day, people still remember things that I did. But the thing that I'm proud of with that whole show is I was able to touch people and make them think about things. You know, it was very anti-corporate show. It was really anti-establishment. I did get the mayor of Elk Grove Village to sue me for money. So, I mean, yeah, it was all about going up against the system and that really fired people up. But the other thing I was proud of is the fact that I got to land interviews with some of my favorite bands growing up as a kid. And that was amazing that I was able to do all of that. And then I ended up really pushing hard and I did something I thought I never would do. I got myself into Columbia. Now, a lot of this was because I felt that I had some huge support behind me with my girlfriend back then, who was my wife. And sometimes I don't know if that was the case. And I got to say, once I got done with Columbia, I was looking for radio gigs. And basically, I was told that if I wanted to, because when you're starting off in something that's like radio or entertainment, you really have got to push hard. You're not going to make a lot of money and you really got to, you really got to work. And I was prepared to do that, but my significant other wasn't because of how horrible I treated her beforehand. So I had to make a choice, chase my dream or try to reestablish the love. And I chose the love. But by doing so, I really gave up a lot of who I was because I still went after my dream. I actually had a gig lined up in Chicago to be a morning show producer. And the station ended up flipping formats, so I lost that. And then I ended up working over at Star for quite a while. And it was You know, working at Star was great and it was fun and all. I did some cool things. I actually transferred to their sister station to produce their a morning show over there. And I also voice tracked overnights on their sister station as well. But it wasn't what I wanted to do. I mean, I didn't feel complete. And I think it was because I didn't get to put the creative juices in it. Because I am an artist in my heart, and I love to create, I love to write, I love to do audio stuff, as you can tell by this show. So I lost my identity, and I really lost who I was. And then when I became a dad, that became my new identity. So the thing that I did that I regret is that I still tried to go after that radio dream, and I left my wife home like 15, 16 hours a day while she was trying to raise our first kid. And I thought that was stupid. And eventually the universe pushed me to a job opportunity in Crystal Lake where I was the dispatch manager of a cab company that came out there. And I think that was them trying to put me in the pep. But then that became my identity. I became this person in the transportation business that people got to know. It wasn't me. It wasn't my true self. And I lost my true self. And by losing my true self, I eventually had a psychological breakdown. And it really put a lot of damage in a lot of people's lives. But most of all, myself. It really hurt me. And through the past year, there's been some things that have happened in life. And I have gotten back on my horse, and I'm trying to go again, trying to, you know, fix things and trying to move forward. When I did have that psychological break, I started doing yoga then, and I was on and off for the last 7 years. But then this last year, I really committed to it, and I really found who I am. And who I am is I'm funny and I'm really driven. If I want to get something done, I'm going to go do it. I really care about people deeply. I really want to help people that are struggling with mental illness and with this kind of stuff. That's part of the reason why I became a yoga teacher. That's part of the reason why I went and got certified, because I figured it would be one way I could help. It's kind of a way for me to give back to the practice. And I really found out who I am. And me finding out who I am kind of upset a few people, and that's okay. So what do? You just say to yourself, here I go again. Start over. Get going. I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday. Made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go again. Here I go again. Though I keep searching for an answer, I never seem to find what I'm looking for. Have you ever taken a walk down the lonely street of dreams? It's a nice walk. They have a lake. They have a nice little tree. I just will say this. I'm starting to feel myself. I'm starting to feel better. Some of the things, I really feel like I had a short stint there when I started to really figure out who I was when I was like 17 or 18. And I really started to abandon it. And then I thought like I maybe found myself again when I was like 28. So I guess the challenge here is, how do I stick with it? How do we stay on this road? And I think we're going to talk about that here. It starts with self-acceptance and self-love. And I think you have to love yourself. And it's hard to love yourself, especially when you're someone like me who's done a lot of stupid crap. So how do you do that? Well, I guess that's what we're going to talk about here in just a little bit. I just want to, once again, just point out a couple things about Breathe and Bounce. I appreciate you listening. Remember that there's a website. It's breatheandbounce.com. You can go on there for a couple other goodies. We have the Gratitude Chronicles that get posted once a week. We're also trying to work on something new for people. I am in the middle of trying to put together a YouTube show called Polar Lines, and it's really gonna focus on people with bipolar and borderline, like me, because I got borderline, and we've got that going. And also, like I said, I did get my certification to teach, and I am going to be teaching, probably going to start next month or next year, since next year is coming. So go to that website, breatheandbounce.com, but stick around, because we're going to have a little bit more right after this here on Breathe and Bounce on this topic.
Storm, and I'm caught up in the middle of it all. And it takes control of the person that I thought I was, the boy I used to know. But there is a light in the dark, and I feel its warmth in my hands. My heart, why can't I hold on? It comes and goes in waves, it always does, always does. We watch as our young hearts fade into the flood. Our young hearts fade into the flood.
Today is a great day to begin again. This is Breathe and Bounce.
I found God on the corner of First and Amistad, where the West was all but one. All alone, smoking his last cigarette, I said, where you been? He said, ask anything. Where were you when everything was falling apart? All my days spent by telephone.
Sometimes it takes a minute to find ourselves. Sometimes it takes a while. And I think that song sums it up, because I talked a little bit about all the distractions. I talked about all the obstacles. I talked about that, you know, in the first part of the show. I felt I gave a really colorful description of all of that. And it takes a while. You have to break through all the clutter. You have to break through all the nonsense. You have to break through all the distractions. You have to break through all of it. And you just have to keep pushing on. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, we always say that, you know, yoga is a good translation of life, because what we go through on the mat, we go through in life. The challenges we go through in life, we go through on the mat. And, you know, you have two choices. When you're challenged on the mat, you can roll up your mat, walk out the door, and leave that challenge sitting there in the space that you just came from, or you can push through and understand you're not going to be there forever and you're going to take that jump. And that's really what it's about. And one of the things that people have the hardest time doing is finding a way to fall in love with themselves. And that song I just played by The Fray talks about how I wrote you letters, you didn't answer. It kind of, the whole song was about how someone was avoiding someone. And so, sometimes I feel like maybe we avoid ourselves. I think that's the case for me, is I was avoiding who I really was. And yeah, I've got some bad qualities. I'm very impulsive. I obviously have a lot of emotional baggage. I tend to not give people the benefit of the doubt as much as I should. Sometimes I give people the benefit of the doubt way too much. But it's a process that you, when you see the pattern, you start to find a way to break the pattern. And you want to go on a path of trying to restore faith in yourself that you can make it through. And as I said before, that starts with learning how to love yourself. One thing that I have set up is right next to my bed. I got a picture of my kids, and I also have a picture of myself when I was in preschool. When I started the show today, I talked about how you are at your most innocent when you are young, when you're a small kid, and you're starting to learn how to interact with people in the world, and you're starting to learn your way. You have to find a way to embrace that little kid inside of you. You have to find a way to hold on to that inner child. That's something I've really been working on for at least the last 5 to 6 months, and it is coming true. I'm starting to find a lot of my playful self. I remember it was a year ago, I saw an old friend at the mall. I made her ride the train with me. You know, the little train that goes around in a circle and it like sings that "All Aboard the Choo Choo Train" song. It's like the most obnoxious thing that you ever saw in a mall, but it's fun. As I used to take my kids on that all the time. But I wanted to go on it for myself. And I asked my friend to do it. And my friend agreed. And we went on it. And I waved at people. And it's like I found little Mike. I found myself. And I always just, growing up, I just had this goofy, outgoing personality. And I really shut it down over the last few years. I really shut myself down. And now I say hi to people all the time. Sometimes I'll just talk to people. I don't care. I made a point to go run in the AT&T store and tell someone that I love their Dolphins jacket, because I'm a huge Miami Dolphins fan. And we had a big conversation, and I guess his wife is a Cowboys fan. And the Dolphins and Cowboys are going to be playing each other on Christmas Eve. So that turned into something. But it's moments like that that you can create when you're at your happiest self because you love who you are and you're spreading that to the world, where you really start to feed great energy to yourself. And yeah, you're going to encounter people that are going to try to stop that. You might encounter actually people that are the closest to you, like family members, maybe your spouse, maybe your kids. Maybe people who were your friends. Maybe the thing is, because you're loving yourself and you're starting to give yourself that grace, your friends have been so used to you just kind of trying to please them. And when that part is gone, then you find out who your friends really are, because maybe they pull away or maybe they congratulate you. The point is, you have to find something that you really like about yourself. And you really got to embrace it. You got to, you really got to find a way to find it. It's really just a practice, because everything in life is practice, right? Everything. I've just really been coming out of my shell, and I'm starting to try to spread good energy wherever I go. And yeah, I'm sure when you first heard this show, you're like, what is up with this guy? Why is he doing this? It's because I'm trying to make a point. I'm trying to teach that we get sucked into all our BS. We get sucked into the life BS. So sometimes you got to kind of give a middle finger to the BS, right? You got to find out what makes you tick. What makes you happy? What do you like about yourself? What is it you like to do? What is it you like about what you have to offer the world? And just embrace it. Hold it. Sometimes the best thing to do is give yourself a hug. I'm kind of hugging myself right now as I'm talking to you, because hugs are great. If you can't find someone to give you a hug, then hug yourself, you know? You know, sometimes I you know, when we do yoga, I tell people, and I learned this from yoga teachers, this wasn't something I learned on my own, give yourself a big hug. Bring your knees to your chest and give yourself a big hug. You have to give yourself a big hug in yoga, because look at what you just went through. You just went through about 50 minutes of leaving it all on the mat, finding what makes you tick, finding out what works on your body, finding out how far you can push yourself. I mean, you should give yourself a hug. And it's like that in life, because look what you do. You pay the bills. You take care of your family. You make change in the world. You do whatever it is you do. And yes, if you work for a corporation, that might be boring and it might be crappy. But you know what? It doesn't mean you have to be there forever. That's the beautiful thing about life. And if you love yourself enough, you're going to find opportunities for yourself, because that's what it's all about. Finding those opportunities just because you love yourself. True story about that song. I don't know why I thought of it, because it's definitely out of my wheelhouse. But you know what? Sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone and do things that are fun. And that was fun. First Sun C I ever did, that was the song. Don't ask me how I remember that, but it was actually at Lifetime, Nancy Myers' class, my first Sun C that I knew was a Sun C, I guess. That was the song that she played. And that song still rings in my head because it just basically talks about loving yourself and being, you know, being comfortable with yourself. And that's the key. That's the key to making, I guess, all the dreams come true, right? You know, we talked about just basically how do you get to that point where you find your identity. You have to, finding your identity means loving yourself, and loving that is probably finding your identity. The best thing you can do to find your identity is just make a list of all the things you're into. I would say make a list of 5 things that you're into. Then make a list of 5 things you dream about. Make a list of 5 things you don't like. Make a list of 5 things you find attractive in a person. Make a list. Just make all these lists of 5 things. I don't know why 5 is the magic number on this, but I'm using it. But that might be somewhere to start to find your identity. Once you know who you are, everything in life is become, and I'm going to tell you, I have really, after I left this YTT, it was a huge process. It was an enormously tough process, but I really found who I am and what I want to do and who I want to be. And there's something to be said about that. You know what it's called? It's called freedom. When you find who you are and you find what you want to do in life, you're free. And being free leads to another word that rhymes with it: happy.
Smile.
That's correct. You can find freedom. You can find freedom by loving yourself. You can find freedom by accepting yourself for who you are. You can find freedom for accepting the mistakes that you've made in life. You may have done some pretty bad stuff. And believe me, I am right there with you. I have not been an altar boy. I have not been a Boy Scout my life. I have really, really screwed up. And I've hurt people. I've hurt myself. It's kind of like we go back to the beginning of the show when we heard Sia sing Breathe Me, those lyrics. And the good thing is when you hear the show, you can rewind it if you're on Spotify. If you're listening to this show live, then you can go on Spotify and listen to it again. Remember what Sophia said in Vanilla Sky? Sophia was Penelope Cruz's character. If you need a reminder, I've got one for you.
Every passing minute is another chance to turn it all around.
I think those are healthy words to live by. Every passing moment is another chance to turn it all around. Don't wait. Find who you are. Find what you like. Find what you dream about. Try to make your dreams come true. Don't let anyone stop you. Don't let anyone stand in your way. I'm not going to do that anymore. I make a pact with you right now. Pinky swear. We're going to love ourselves. We're going to find the answers to what it is we would like to do and who we are. And we're going to celebrate once we find them. And we're just going to keep on practicing.
Yeah, everybody just talk, nobody really doing. I'm not a yard of my stock, you're him to me. That I got to hack me not the for your boom, no judge that can break the walls. Don't have been a fake, you're low, you're cool, you low, you prove the wrong.
I'm keeping up fight in my life. Cause my life is living for work. I won't give it up, fight in my life. Standing over the time.
That's right. I'm living for love. And hopefully you all are living for love too. It's a happy song, isn't it? It's a good way to go out, right? I want to thank you very much for listening. Remember, go to breatheandbounce.com for more information. We'll go back to the song. Go back to the song. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I've done it, I'm a cool, I'm a sore, I'm a. Must down, stream up, stay on and on. 東京 hell got a paradise そりゃ勝ち取るまでなら gotta fight 今さら柔らかけできるわけねえだろぶちかもせ頭の中から現実に変換してく綿密に眠らずアクションレイディすぎこの life が生み出す芸術品 Oh nothing is for real That's how you make me feel Gotta beat this don't be in love Pick up waste the time Got my understand Nobody can hold me down I won't give in I'll fight in my life Cause my life is living for love
See you next time here on Breathe and Bounce. Namaste.